Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. Boy, I know that a lot of gardeners are frustrated with all this snow that we've been having. The skiers love it. But we're going to go to Ginger Hudson, who is out at the Arboretum, the Jensen Olson Historic Arboretum. She's the new manager. So we want to welcome you to Juno and tell us what it's like out there under this blanket of snow.
Well, it is windy, it's damp, but under the blanket, the plants actually are kind of happy because the snow covered them and they weren't freezing before the snow covered them, and that's very important to our garden beds.
So what are you doing to prepare? I imagine that you can't just sit around in the winter, even though it's maybe tempting.
Right. No, of course, we've started seeds already, so I have lots of little seedlings under bright lights. That's always very important to get those ready, so when the ground does warm up, we can get them planted right away, because as everybody knows, our summer happens fast here, so it's best to have those little plants ready to go. And we're also getting tools cleaned. This is a good time to make sure you have all the tools you need for the season. Clean and sharpen them, make sure they're not rusty or dirty or chipped or broken.
So you worked at the botanical garden out of Anchorage off Tudor Road. So what's it like to come to this sweet little house on the coastal waters of Juneau where there's an old garden?
It is really nice to have this established garden. So I know that it's tried and true. And I think it's very fortunate the way the situation was set up to have somebody on the property. I think it's very important for someone to be here to watch it grow and change and be able to attend the needs. For instance, with this recent heavy snow, it's important to get that snow off of some of the more tender trees and bushes that could break under the heavy load. But the coastal view is amazing. It is. We have the mountains up there in Anchorage as well, of course, but the mountains kept the Alaska Botanical Garden cold, cold, cold. It was in a much colder spot than we are here, so I look forward to having exposed ground sooner.
Well, you just started the job, but do you have any big plans, anything that you'd like to try to experiment with?
Oh, of course. Doesn't any gardener. In a new location with all this fabulous fertile soil. However, I'm going to watch it this year. I'm just going to learn. I've got to observe. This year, every day is going to be a surprise for me, seeing what comes up. I look forward to sharing some of those plants. We don't have our typical plant sale that we usually would in years past, but we'll definitely have an abundance of plants that we'll have on offer, and I look forward to sharing those with people, answering people's questions, and learning what folks like to see out here and what the use of the property is so we can think of different plans in the years to come.
Well, I understand that you have a very user-friendly, visitor-friendly new development coming to the Arboretum.
Oh, yes, thank you for reminding folks. We are very excited to announce we're going to have a permanent bathroom on site now. And it is thanks to the community, thanks to many organizations who we received grants from, the Rasmussen Foundation, the Juno Community Foundation, the Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners, and the Friends of the Jensen Olson Arboretum helped get a permanent bathroom installed so we don't have to have a porta potty anymore. So starting this summer, it will be a lot friendlier for visitors.
Well, what about the primulas? Am I saying that right? The primulas, they're one of the prized flowers that are out there?
Yes, they certainly are. They were one of Caroline's favorite. Caroline Jensen is the person who donated the property to the city. And Merrill Jensen, no relation, the former manager, he built upon her collection and had it designated as an official nationally accredited primula collection. Primula is the scientific name for the primroses here. And And that's a very prestigious honor to have, to be able to name all the primulas that you have here and have them recognized as true and official species, and then to have it documented as a collection through an international organization. The American Public Gardens Association has a sector that does the, officiates the plant collections. And so this is recognized worldwide. And in fact, we receive many requests for research, for comparisons of how we take care of our collection. And we also see having collections as a way to preserve plants that maybe they're not from here, but in their, where they were in the wild, they're not in existence anymore. And so we can use that as a tool, but also to show people what kind of plants they can grow here in their own gardens.
Well, we are out of time, but thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to checking in with you later this season. Thank you, Ginger Hudson.
Support for Juno Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klingit and Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.